Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is light.
Hey, hey, let the church unite. Together we stand, no weapon cannot conquer we. Let the church unite. Get up, stand up.
And glory be to the God of all the wonderful, amazing, positive, and awesome blessings that we have received from God today. Amen. I pray that you had a joyful, productive, and amazingly blessed weekend. Today is Monday, August the 17th, 2015. And you are listening to our Blog Talk Radio program entitled Come Together for Change. Sponsored by our God Ordained and Appointed Ministries, which are Men in Search of Change, and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, our program is geared towards helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do for God. I'm sure you will agree that God is truly good all the time. Well, he surely woke you up this morning, and that was the start of your blessing for this day. So go ahead and give God a high note of praise. God loves you so much that he gave you another chance to get it right with him on today. Did you know that you can handle whatever comes your way in life? God has equipped you and empowered you to fulfill many successful things. So be bold and be strong, and let your faith in God go before you in this journey so that you will become everything God has created for you. Our inspiration for this week, which is written by our radio host, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, reads as follows. Have you ever thought about something that you wanted or needed, and suddenly that need was supplied even before you had time to stop and pray? God knows your needs before you even speak them. He wants to provide for you and answer the very desires of your heart. Don't ever think God is too busy to answer you. Don't ever think that your needs are too small or that you don't matter. The truth is that he cares about everything that concerns you, and he loves to hear you call upon his name. When you put his name first in everything you do, when you faithfully follow his commands, he will pour out an extra portion of his goodness and favor upon you. Amen? Our topic for today is, your time has come. Stop looking at your circumstances. Why? Because your time has come. Our scripture reading will be coming from St. John, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 8th verse, and it reads as follows. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bathsheba, having the five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And that was St. John, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 8th verse. Now, my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my awesome and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the anointed and gifted host on our radio broadcast. Come together for a change. So before you grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, why don't you do something special and bless the ones that mean the most to you by calling them to let them know, "Come together for a change" is on the air right now. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God today. And if perhaps you're turning into our radio program late or have missed any of our previous messages, you may simply log into our website at www.meninsearchofchange.com and then click on the section entitled "Come Together for Change." Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on any date you wish to hear the entire broadcast. At this time, it gives me a great pleasure as well as an honor to present to some our radio host, which is Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Leah. It's a wonderful privilege of mine another evening to come your way and to let you know that Jesus Christ is still alive. Not only is he still alive, but I come to tell you this afternoon that your time has come, your time for freedom, your time for deliverance. It matters not how long you have been in the particular infirmity. It matters not how long things have been that way for you. I come this evening to tell you that your time has come and that Jesus, the Deliverer, is passing your way. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer one more moment. You don't have to suffer one more time. You just need to know that Jesus, the Deliverer, is passing your way. And regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what has been holding you back, regardless of what has been holding you down, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is passing this way. And as long as he is passing your way, he is going to touch you. And once he does not even have to touch you. The word is so powerful. His word is so important that when he speaks, you are able to obey. As long as you are able to obey him, he is saying to you today, rise up and walk. He is saying to you today, rise up and take up whatever you've been laying down on. Don't let it hold you back. Rise up and walk. And I want you to know that as long as you're willing to be obedient, that he is going to take you through. As long as you're willing to be obedient, he doesn't even have to touch you. His word is so powerful that once, you don't even have to know him. Once this man of God, once this man speaks to you, he is going to make a difference in your life. This man who has been called the Christ, this man who has been called the Messiah, this man who's been called the Savior, the Redeemer, the Wonderful Counselor, the faithful witness, the word of God. This man has been called the truth, the light of the world, the way, the good shepherd, the mediator, the deliverer, the great high priest, the author and perfecter of our faith. This man who has been called the captain of our salvation, our advocate, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Holy One of God, only begotten Son. When this man speaks to you, you can afford to rise up and walk. You can afford to listen to his words, because his words are so powerful. He is able to make the difference in your life. So I want you to listen to this word this evening, because Jesus, the Son of God, is here. Jesus, the Son of God, was passing. He came in Jerusalem, and he came to the sheepfold. And there were many people waiting to get into the pool to be healed, because an angel came down to the pool, and this angel stirred up the water, and whoever jumped into the pool after the pool was stirred up by the angel, they would be healed. But Jesus came to the pool, and this man apparently didn't know Jesus, because if he knew Jesus, he would have been more attentive. If he knew Jesus or who Jesus was, he would be more attentive. And he didn't know Jesus, and therefore he could not be attentive. But Jesus knew that he had been there 38 years. He had been there with an infirmity for 38-odd years. And when Jesus saw this man, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be whole?" Imagine Jesus, the Son of God. Imagine Jesus, the man who died for our sins. This man didn't know him, but Jesus took the time out. Only this one man he spoke to. Only this one man, he said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" That's what Jesus said to this man. "Wilt thou be made whole?" And this man gave a whole litany of reasons and excuses why he could not be made whole. This man made a whole lot of excuses why he could not be made whole. That is like a lot of us. A lot of us are making excuses. A lot of us say, "I was born this way." A lot of us say, "I cannot change." A lot of us say, "There's no hope for me." A lot of us say, "I have had this addiction for over 30 years. But Jesus is saying to you today, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Jesus is asking you the question. He is asking you, "Wilt thou be made whole?" So don't look at your circumstances. It matters not how many years you have been in this particular predicament. It matters not how many years you have been in this addiction. It matters not how many years you have been in this particular circumstance. I don't want you to watch your circumstance today. I don't want you to watch the circumstances that you have been in all these years. I want you to listen to the voice of God. I want you to listen carefully, because Jesus is speaking to you, because your time of victory and deliverance has come. God knows your need, and he has sent Jesus to bring deliverance and freedom to you. It does not matter what you see or what you hear or what is happening around you. You may say, "Well, I see so many people here at this pool waiting to get in." And this is what the man said. He said that the impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no one when the water is troubled to put me in. But while I'm coming, and others step up down before me." It does not matter who is there to step down before you. It does not matter who is able, who is stronger than you. It does not matter who is there. I come to tell you today, your time of deliverance has come. And if you are willing to obey obey the command of the master. Then Jesus said unto him, take up thy bed and walk. That's all Jesus said. Take up thy bed and walk. We are not told that Jesus sort of had any argument with him. We are not told that Jesus listened to the listening of words and tried to make any kind of argument with him. No, Jesus just gave him one command. Take up thy bed and walk. And Jesus is saying to you today, take up thy bed and walk. Jesus is saying to you, will you be made whole? If you will be made whole, just take up whatever it is holding you back. Take up your bed if that's what you've been laying on for these past years. Take it up and walk. Rise up and walk. If you are willing to be obedient to the voice of the master, he is saying to you today, rise up and walk, because your time has come for your deliverance, for your victory. Stop looking at the circumstances. Jesus is saying to you, will thou be made whole? If you will be made whole, if you want to be made whole, if you are sure that Jesus can deliver you, if you are sure that Jesus the everlasting Father, if you are sure that Jesus the Messiah, if you are sure that the Redeemer is able to make a change in your life, I want you to know that the time has come for your deliverance, and it's time for you to take up your bed and walk. Rise up. Stop looking at the circumstances. Stop looking at the fact that you've been there for 38 years. Stop looking at the fact that you have had an addiction that has held you down for the last 30 years. Stop looking at the circumstances. Stop saying, I cannot do it. I cannot move. Stop saying, I cannot, because Jesus has come to lift you out of the circumstance, regardless of what the problem is, regardless of what is holding you back. Know this, that Jesus, he has come to bring victory and deliverance to your life, and he is saying to you, rise up and walk. Are you ready to rise up and walk? Are you ready to get rid of your infirmity this day? Are you willing to get rid of your addiction this day? Whatever the circumstance, I want you to know, this man was there for 38 years. So don't tell me about how long you have been under your addiction. Don't tell me about how long you have been in prison. I don't care how long you've been in prison and how long you've been afflicted. I want you to know that today is the day for your deliverance, and you just have to listen to the voice of God. You just have to listen to the voice of Jesus as he says to you, rise, pick up thy bed and walk. Are you willing to be obedient, or are you looking at your circumstances? Are you willing to be obedient, or the length of time you've been there is going to hold you back? Jesus is saying, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And I want to tell you today that if you are willing to be obedient, he will set you free. He will deliver you. He will bring you out of bondage. He's the captain of our salvation. He's our advocate. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. He's the Holy One of God. He is speaking to you today. Listen to his voice. If you could only listen to his voice, you can find freedom and deliverance. If you could only listen to his voice, you can be made whole. I want to pray for you today that God will give you the strength that you will listen to his voice and that you will rise up and walk, because today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. Whatever your situation, I want you to know that you can be delivered. Just rise up and walk. Will thou be made whole is the question. And Jesus is saying, rise up and walk. He doesn't want to know. He knows of your circumstances, so he doesn't need to hear all the excuses of how long you've been there. He wants you to get up and walk. Are you ready to get up and walk? I'm going to pray for you right now that God will give you the strength to rise up and walk and be made whole in the name of Jesus. Father, I come before you today on the behalf, Lord Jesus, of this young man, this young woman, this child, this boy, this girl, who have been in their circumstances for many years and think that there is no hope, think that they cannot get out of their circumstances, not knowing that you, the Son of Man, not knowing that you, the Son of God, is able to deliver and set them free. I come, Lord, today to tell them that their time has come. Help them to recognize that the time has come for freedom, that the time has come for deliverance, and that you know their need. And they don't need to tell you how long they have been addicted to drugs, how long they have been smoking weed, how long they have been drinking alcoholic beverages, how long they have been a sex pervert, how long they have been raping and doing illegal things. But Lord, let your Holy Spirit minister to them and help them to understand, Lord Jesus, that this is the time of deliverance. Let them know that you are able to break every fetter over their lives and to set them free. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory for everyone that would seek victory. Help them to know that this is the day of deliverance, because you are able to set them free from whatever circumstances they are in. Lord, I thank you for victory and deliverance. The same way you set that man free by just speaking the word. It was a spoken word that caused deliverance. Nothing else. All you said was rise up and walk. Lord, help those people that are listening to my voice to recognize that if they are willing to rise up and walk, you will bring deliverance to them. Help them to see and to know that this is the day of salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is your day of deliverance. Amen. Do you need a miracle in your life for something that seems impossible? With man, it may not be. But we serve the all-powerful, almighty God, and he can create something out of nothing. He can make a way when there seems to be no way and open doors that seem to be closed forever. Remember, you were created in the image of the Almighty God. There's power in your words, and there's power when you're in agreement with him. So start saying what God says about your situation. Speak life to your broken dreams today. Speak hope into the hopeless places. And keep an attitude of faith and expectancy, because he will turn things around for you, and he will create something out of nothing. Just trust God. Amen. Well, folks and friends, this is all the time that we do have today. We thank you for listening to Come Together for Change. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Our mail and address is Come Together for Change. It is located at P.O. Box 90553 in Henderson, Nevada, 89009. Or you can email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol.com. And if you're in need of prayer or counseling, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith at 702-454-5717. You can call anytime. He is available to counsel with you, to pray with you, or to answer any of your questions. Again, thank you for listening to Come Together for Change. We pray that you are blessed with the wonderful teachings of Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, and that you will truly have a life-changing and prayer-answer glorious week until we meet again on next Monday, which will be August the 24th, 2015. Same time, 3:30 to 4 o'clock Pacific Standard. Remember, it is not what you were that matters, but what you are and what you will be. So change your knowledge so that you can change your thinking and find the potential in you to fulfill your God-given destiny. God will transform goodness in every area of your life. Know that you are next in line for an amazing blessing this week. So just look for it. God will do it. And have a, again, like I said, have a very blessed week. Inspired to do something very special for someone that is in need. And then look up and see God smiling on you. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our broadcast.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.